Hey people, Kathy Jack Alamea once again with your Slap Radio Policy Minute, coming in hot from the epic Aina that is Maui. GameStop, or as it's known on the stock market, GME. What the heck was everyone talking about and still somewhat talking about with GME, the once failing video game store about to file for bankruptcy before its stock shot to the moon overnight, rising from $15 per share last December to a whopping $350 about a month later in January of this year. What the GME, or what I like to refer to as the Wall Street Bets Revolution, has done has revealed to the world the incredibly grotesque reality of stock market manipulation. This was a war, people, an all-out war between the little guy and the man, David and Goliath, the nincompoops on the now infamous Wall Street Bets Reddit thread that apparently do more than slew offensive sexist remarks to belittle each other, and major hedge fund conglomerates that move the market up or down at their wills. We're talking major power here. And the Wall Street Bets dudes, living in their mother's basements trying to emulate Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, won. At least for a few days. What they did was win at a monumental game of chicken. What they did was refuse to flinch and panic sell their combined massive holdings as a unified front against these hedge fund market manipulators who have put ordinary people into poverty because of their control over the stock market. Remember 2008? Yeah, that was them. People lost their homes, families went broke, seniors lost their pensions. It was horrific. All the while, these hedge fund fat cats profited from the stock market crash without any legal repercussions. And this year, the small guy, led by Wall Street Bets and Stock Twits, another online stock chat forum, brought the fat cats down in a karmic force of hand that led to a $3 billion loss for hedge funds trying to manipulate the price of GME, little GME, down. It may make your head spin a little if you are new to the stock market, but I highly recommend you find out more because this shiznit ain't legal. It's not Reddit's fault. Hedge funds have been keeping the 1% rich and the rest of us poor since they could figure out they could cheat the game and get away with it. Hashtag behind the scenes 2008. That's all for today, people. I'm Kathy Jack Alamea with your Slap Radio Policy Minute. Get it while speech is still free. Tune in next time when I talk about blockchain and, oh yes, Bitcoin. Until then, slap politics!